Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, and please check out my products and services available to you at selfempowermentcenter.net and Zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. Or send me an email at freekeys@zakiron.com. That's spelled Z-A-K-A-I-R-A-N. freekeys@zakiron.com. All right, and anyway, thanks for watching my video. In this video entitled How to Create Real Prosperity in Your Life, I'm going to be talking about business success, the law of attraction, and what real prosperity is, which is more than just money. Real prosperity is being happy and fulfilled in your life. And the cool thing about when you get happy first is then you can create anything you want to be, do, or have in your life, because happiness is the same vibration as abundance. So stay tuned for this exciting video. All right, welcome to my video, How to Create Real Prosperity in Your Life. Do you want real prosperity in your life? Most people say that they want more money, prosperity, and freedom in their lives, and they complain about their lives not being fulfilling enough because they don't have the money to do what they truly want to do. But what are they doing about it? What are they doing to improve their lives? Typically, nothing. So, with that in mind, what are you doing in an active and internal way to create more wealth, prosperity, abundance, and fulfillment in your life? What is your strategy? If your strategy is strictly financial and you are only focused upon employment or marketing and business, then you are operating in the old world of finance, which is built upon lack and competition, not abundance and cooperation. To experience fulfillment in the world of money and business, your focus, first of all, must be upon being happy, then upon creating new things and improving the lives of others. So, your strategies of finance for yourself must include prosperity for everyone. In other words, I am generating wealth for myself, first of all, because it's fun, and then I am empowered to support others to create wealth for themselves. This should be your focus, to create a fulfilling and joyful experience in your life in general, but also while doing business. With this focus, you will eventually, through tenacity, create truly fulfilling abundance and true prosperity in your life. I say eventually and with tenacity because, unfortunately, to create true prosperity in our lives, we often have to go through some initiations and clear out a lot of baggage from the closet so that we can truly manifest wealth for ourselves because of our many beliefs and programs about money, finance, and our own self-worth. So, what are you doing with money or finance, employment, or business? Where is your heart in the matter? Is your heart really into what you are doing, or is it just your mind, your ideas, beliefs, and agreements about how you should live and act, needing to feel successful or to be admired and seen as having worth? At what cost to your heart and soul are the consequences of what you are doing and what you are engaged in? Your guidance will tell you based upon how you feel about what you're doing. If you're excited about what you're doing, then you're on the right track and in alignment with your source. If you're depressed and uninspired about life, then you're off track and out of alignment with your source. This applies to everything we do, from what we eat, what products we use, what we wear, what we buy, and what we invest our money in. If everyone had the ability to truly follow their hearts and what feels good, the planet would be absolute heaven, and is heaven for those who are able to follow their self-guidance system and what feels good. But life on Earth is hell for those who do not know how to follow their self-guidance system and what feels good. There are countless marketing strategies for creating a successful business, and these strategies are well worth becoming educated about, but that does not mean that you have to function within the matrix of competition. This is a key point. You do not have to live and work in the matrix of competition. You can live in the world of well-being and abundance. And to do so, you must attract to yourself people who have a similar perception as you and a similar focus of total prosperity and abundance for every single soul and for every creature upon this beautiful green earth. This is the power of the group vibration, something that is available to you through network marketing and other profit-sharing business models and being involved with ethical businesses. Now, from a business perspective, this is really breaking new ground, and innovators in the world of business often have a hard time becoming successful because of humanity's old-style beliefs about money, wealth, and business. It is the same with prosperity consciousness. We are the leading edge innovators of the new technologies of consciousness. Science, success, wealth, business, spirituality, etc. Things that are resisted initially by humanity because they are new and strange. But we have also seen through history that the innovators who come up with original creative ideas initially are ridiculed by the majority of people. But the visionaries who see the future potential of their innovative product or business wholeheartedly support it, and the innovator becomes hugely successful. And eventually that business or product is accepted as a normal part of life, as if it were never any big deal. Case in point, the personal computer. I recall in a documentary about great inventions that were turned down by corporations, a person or persons that who had the idea for personal computers came to a big computer company with their idea, and the CEO of the company said, "No one is going to be interested in having their own personal computer." This type of experience has happened many times throughout the world of business. The same thing happened with the inventor of digital watches. They went to Switzerland to sell the idea to the Swiss watch manufacturers, but they weren't interested and lost billions of dollars worth of potential business. And the same thing has occurred throughout the millennia with other ideas, including science and spirituality, of course. First, the planet is flat, and anyone who thought it was round was burned at the stake. First, there's many gods, now there's supposed to be only one god. Which points us to the newest innovation that is occurring on the planet, which is the absolutely wild concept that we are spirits having a human experience, not humans having a spiritual experience. The latest, greatest innovation in spiritual technology, which is that we are not lowly, wretched sinners that have been cast out of heaven and are here to prove our worth to avoid eternal damnation. In the future, this spiritual belief will be seen to be as ludicrous as the belief that the planet is flat. But unfortunately, there are beings upon this planet that still believe that the planet is flat. And we better not even consider anything different. The typical strategy of business is fight and scratch to earn your worth in the world so that you will be deemed worthy to receive a paycheck or worthy to receive support for your business or product and receiving financing, etc. But the new strategy, the new system of total prosperity, is not part of the matrix of competition. It may work and play within the financial world of competition, but it is merely a visitor. Just like Neo and the gang visiting the world of the Matrix with their special gifts and knowledge that nothing in the Matrix is real. And this is absolutely the key point to your enlightenment, because nothing in the Matrix is really real. Everything is only as real as you believe it to be. But we have beliefs that say that the Matrix is real. So we can still get hooked in and deceived by the illusions in the Matrix because of that belief. So to become a master, to become masters of the Matrix, we must get to a point where we fully and completely know that we are the creators of the Matrix. And when you know you are a powerful creator of the Matrix of reality, then you cannot be and are not negatively affected by anything or anyone in the Matrix, because nothing in the Matrix is real, and you are empowered to create anything you want or need in the Matrix. This is living in an enlightened state of consciousness. And when you are living in this enlightened state, you can be, do, or have anything that you can allow yourself to attract. You can visit the matrix anytime you want and not be negatively affected by it, because you are happy regardless of what's going on in the matrix. So you attract to yourself goodness, joy, abundance, etc., even though you are engaging with a world that is full of lack and fear. And you are aware that the only time conflict ever arises in your reality is when you have been focusing on what you don't like, what you don't want, and on not having what you want. But that's no big deal, because you know how to get recentered in well-being and abundance. And then the next time you show up happy and empowered, and you don't get your butt kicked by the agents. A wise man once told me there are two ways to win a battle. One is to be stronger, smarter, or more powerful than your foe, and the other is to just not show up on the battlefield. So the higher perspective on this is that there is no foe, there is no battle at all. The only battle is within yourself, because you create every battle in your life based upon how you are thinking. So, with all of that in mind, to create a reality of wealth, prosperity, health, and fulfillment in your life, yes, there is much activity to do in the world to create this reality, but there is even more internal work to be done. Everything we create in the external world must be imagined, created within the internal world. It must be first energized and potentized with joy and love, or joyified and lovified, so that it will actually manifest in the physical reality. First comes your desire for improvement. Then you must align your vibration to that desire. Then it will manifest into physical reality. All reality in the world of the matrix exists because people think about it, agree about it, and believe in it every day. Every day we are force-fed that the world is a dangerous place and we must protect ourselves from those who want to take our freedom from us. But no one can take your freedom from you except yourself. We have become the agents for the matrix to stop us, to stop ourselves from doing anything outside of the agreed-upon reality. But the conscious creators of reality do not live within the matrix. We only exist here physically, not mentally. We are the infiltrators. We are like Morpheus, here to show others the way out of the matrix of lack, conflict, competition, and control by giving society their red pill so that they will see the truth and the light. We offer liberation through the power of our example, that the purpose of life is joy and the basis of life is freedom. We are here to create and have fun and grow, nothing else. We are not here to prove our worth by how much we struggle. We are the way, the truth, and the light. We are the keys of freedom. So, what do you desire to create in your life and on planet Earth? What will be your financial focus? What companies will you support? Are they truly ethical and truly focused upon success for not only the company supporters, but for all of humanity? Do their company practices really support the planet? What financial business strategies will you be attracted to? Do they resonate with your inner divine truth? Does the business strategy have the ability and potential for everyone to become successful and for other people's work to support you and your work supports them? This is why I am involved with network marketing, because it is one of the only business strategies upon planet Earth that is truly equally opportunistic and prosperity oriented, where everyone has an equal chance at success regardless of their education or financial status. It is a business strategy where everyone above and below you want you to succeed financially. In fact, your success ensures their success. In fact, your success ensures their success. So they have a vested interest in supporting you to succeed at your business. No other business structure is so quantumly supportive to everyone involved. It is a business that works outside of the matrix of competition. It is truly the business of the 21st century. as stated in the title of Robert Kiyosaki's book by the same name. This is a universe of well-being and abundance. This is a universe of inclusion, not assertion. Whatever you include in your reality, you get more of. Whatever you try to exclude in your reality, you get more of. If you include prosperity in your reality, you get more of that. If you include lack in your reality, you get more of that. Lack is a total illusion. There is no force of lack. There's only a force of abundance. But you can certainly attract lack in your life if you believe that lack is real. And the same principle exists in the world of wealth and business, because there is no such thing as a limited amount of money, opportunities, prospects, customers, etc. There are no financial limits, because the universe will expand to create whatever your belief is. So I ask you again, how much do you want true prosperity in your life? Not just to be wealthy, but to experience total, fulfilling, abundant prosperity and freedom. Are you willing to completely refocus your life upon real and true prosperity and freedom? Are you willing to finally surrender and let go of the belief that you do not deserve prosperity, or having wealth is somehow wrong or evil? Will you jump right in and commit fully to the guidance from your source that is constantly guiding you to fulfill all of your dreams and fulfill your purpose in life? Will you allow yourself to be continually energized by the excitement of desire and creation and manifesting your dreams into physical reality? Or will you allow yourself to be distracted by the countless compelling and tragic stories that the media and people focus upon, and allow the matrix to suck the life force from you and steal your dreams away from you? Or will you take the bull by the horns and create the reality you truly desire, the joyful, free, abundant life that you have come to this planet to create? Have courage, my bright little star and stars. Courage is being afraid and doing it anyway. It's time to surrender. It's time to let go of your resistance and take the path of most allowance. Just jump off the cliff, regardless of your fears. Have faith, trust, and allow yourself to be caught by the angels of well-being and abundance. To infinity and beyond! Thanks, Buzz Lightyear, for the reminder. The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. And your life can be a charmed, magical, prosperous, and fulfilling one if you accept your birthright of joy and freedom. Your life can be one of immense happiness, health, and wealth if you're willing to be coachable and teachable, and willing to apply the principles of success on a daily basis. You can be, do, and have whatever you want in your life if you choose to settle for nothing but utter and complete joy and freedom. So what is your dream? Do you want to inspire and empower people? Do you want to own your own house, a new car, better relationships? Do you want to have your own business and create financial freedom for yourself? Maybe you want time freedom so you can travel the world with your family. Maybe your dream is to pursue a more creative endeavor, like being an actor or a musician or a dancer. Whatever your dream is, you can be, do, and have it. But you need to remember and apply the keys of creation and manifest these desires into physical reality. And you need a vehicle that's going to help you manifest your dreams. And you must learn the keys of how to master the law of attraction. You must learn how to think positively with laser-like focus about what you want, not on what you don't want. You must learn how to follow your own infallible self-guidance system that will help you guide you the entire way to help you create whatever you want in your life. And I'm very happy to work and play with you to help you manifest and master the ability to follow that infallible self-guidance system to manifest your hopes, dreams, and desires into physical reality. And it would be my honor to show you an absolutely amazing platform of fun, freedom, and fulfillment that will help you create the abundance you need to have the freedom you desire and help you achieve your dreams. So, future champion, if you lock arms with me and you truly commit to creating the freedom you desire, you will create a completely abundant, magical, joyful, healthy, happy, loving, and fulfilling life for you and your family. And if your dream is to create a life of fun, freedom, and fulfillment where every day is a holiday and you have the time and the money to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and all you do is pursue your dreams, then contact me now. Let's work and play together. Let's get you on the road to freedom. Thank you for watching this video, and if you got something from it, please comment, like it, Share it with your friends. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and click notifications so that you'll be notified when I upload a new video. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. Or send me an email at freekeys@sakairon.com. That's freekeys@sakairon.com. Please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, and products, as well as the coaching support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality on my website at sakairon.com and Self-Empowerment Center. My name is Sakairon, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love.